On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, like a box caster, but not, 720p streaming, and making worship videos. Hi, and welcome again to the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. Our first question comes from Baptist Church in Warren on YouTube, and they ask, is there something similar to a boxcaster that will live stream to YouTube? Yep, absolutely. There's actually two that are in the same price range. One is the Church Streamer by churchstreaming.tv. I've got one over here that I'm going to be reviewing here real soon. So that's one possibility. Now, it's designed for their service, churchstreaming.tv, but it doesn't have to be used for it. So that's one thing. It costs about $500 and can do multiple streams. It's pretty nice. The kind of generic one that's not in any way affiliated with any service, and in fact I think there's probably a preset for YouTube, is the Vidiu by Teredek. So that's Teredek is the company that makes it. And there's three different versions. It's the Vidiu. There's the Mini, the regular one, and then there's, I think, the Pro. So those are $500, $750, and $1,000. So the Vidiu Mini is about the same cost as the Boxcaster, but it's not tied just to Boxcast. The Church Streamer, about $500, same cost as the Boxcaster, but not tied to churchstreaming.tv. So I'd recommend one of those two. The Boxcaster, by the way, is really easy to use, but you got to use it with Boxcast. So if you're trying to use it with YouTube, not so much worky-worky. By the way, just be careful with YouTube. I love them. I use them myself, but they are incentivized to err on the side of pulling down copyrighted content, and they don't have great customer service. So if you get pulled down, and I know a church just down the road from me that has been pulled down and their channel taken down with no recourse whatsoever, just something to look out for if you're playing any copyrighted music. And don't think just because it's a hymn it's not under copyright, because some hymns are and some aren't, so that makes it even more difficult. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Okay, SlimShady806 on YouTube says, I have 200 megabits per second download and 10 megabits per second upload. Is that good enough to live stream in 720p? Yep. In fact, it's good enough to live stream in 1080p, 60 frames per second. So you should be fine. The only thing that I would worry about is, what is your encoding computer running through? I know this particular person is actually playing games at the same time. There's a whole movement of people that live stream their gameplay. So I hear a lot from people that say, but I've got a great computer, and you're taxing it like crazy with your game and encoding, you may run into problems. Just saying. So that's the thing that I would worry about in your situation. Finally, Marty, I'm going to mess up this name. It's D-Z-I-U-K. Zook? I'm going to say Zook, just because it sounds fun to say Zook. Marty Zook on YouTube asks me, we are trying to create worship videos for songs we can't find YouTube videos with. words. Need some more punctuation here. We're trying to create worship videos for songs we can't find. YouTube videos with words so we can play in MP4 format via iTunes in a different room. So we need to capture both audio and video. Okay. If you're capturing audio and video on a computer, you can do that with QuickTime 10. You can do that with Open Broadcaster and a few other pieces of software. What I use myself is Camtasia, but ScreenFlow is another good software product that does it. Probably a little bit more than you need, but that would do it. I think in your situation, what I would do if I was creating, I would create the video in ProPresenter or some sort of worship software and maybe have a moving background and, you know, do your words that way and then capture that. That's probably what you're thinking. That's a good way to do it. So that should be able to get your videos. And then once you've captured them, you should be able to turn them into MP4s pretty simply. So there's some software that I use fairly regularly called MPEG Stream Clip, free. So you could use that. You could also use Handbrake, and that would do it as well. Compressor, if you've got compressor, there's software in the Adobe Creative Cloud that does it as well, etc. Your options are pretty limitless. Well, I hope that answered one of your questions. And if it did, yay! If not, well, just ask your question. No problem. Just leave it below the video. If you're listening to the audio podcast or you're subscribed to the video podcast, just head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com and leave it under one of those shows. Really doesn't matter which one. I'll get it no matter what, since I'm the one that moderates all those comments. So just do that. By the way, please leave me a comment under the video saying if you like this, if there's room for improvement, what you would do differently, etc. I'm always trying to be better, and I can certainly do that with your help. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity. On today's church, take two. On today's churchtechcast.com Q&A show, like a bog, take three.